We're live at EXT, Local 518. The Insolent Willies have dropped by to play us a couple of songs, and we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. But I'd like to say hi to Bill and Frank. Thank you guys for stopping by.
Thank you.
Chris.
So I guess the first question I want to ask is, how did you guys come to music? How did music become something that you wanted to do?
I'm a folk musician from way back. I did a lot of solo stuff over the last 20 years and played with a bluegrass band that did a lot of sort of gospel-y bluegrass stuff, a group called Dury Creek, briefly. Then I was in an old-time string band called the Bentwood Rockers. Just recently, within the last 3 years or so, I started playing more rock and roll stuff. Still acoustic music, but with a little bit more of an edge, I suppose. And Frank and I met about 3 years ago, and we started playing together, and we have experimented with several different genres. We're still experimenting. And what we play is just a melange of classic rock and folk music and old country and even some Celtic stuff and a little bit of reggae and a little bit of this and that. It's something that takes some work and conversation, sort of figuring out what we are exactly.
Frank, how did you get into music?
I blame it all on Chuck Berry.
Do you?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right.
My, you know, going through your parents' records. I definitely did that. And my parents are into bluegrass music. And so they would take us when we were kids to festivals all over New York State and beyond. And so I got into that way. I think my first instrument was a mandolin. Then I wanted to play bass. I played bass and drums. Just kept going through school and church and college and all that stuff. Played in punk bands in Albany, and then I moved out to the West Coast and played in bands out there, and I'm back here at home and playing as much as I can.
Bill, you mentioned you guys got together about 3 years ago?
Something like that, yeah. We've been playing under the name The Insolent Willies for about 2 years, I'd say.
Where did this name come from?
I don't think there's a really good story.
Well,
two words sort of sounded interesting together.
I'll give you a story because...
Okay.
Well, we're from the Johnstown area. We were kind of thinking about Sir William Johnson, who's the founder of Johnstown. And we're thinking, you know, William, we wanted to use William in there. His name is Bill. So it's kind of a play on words. So we went, Willie sounds cool. And then we wanted something before that, like the Incredible Willies or something. And Bill came up with the Insolent Willies.
Right, right. I suppose it's only a matter of time before somebody asks us to cover a Willie Nelson song. That hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, well, I'd like to.
We're live at EXT, Local 518. The Insolent Willies are here. And you guys have a nice record out called Five for the Road. Folks can find out more about the different shows that you're playing at your website, Facebook page?
Yeah, yeah. Just Google The Insolent Willies. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and all that good stuff.
Well, let's hear you guys play a couple of the songs. What would you like to start off with?
Well, I wrote this one. It's called Cut 'Em Down. I don't know. For some reason, I wanted to write a song about John Henry, about the railroad. So Bill jokes that I killed John Henry, but I didn't really kill him because a lot of people are named John Henry, so...
Could be some other John Henry.
Could be some other John Henry, that's right.
Well, I know you know John Henry. Throw them rail spikes down. Yeah, he threw them rail spikes down. Well, the rail boss worked John Henry. Worked him till he's down. Oh, he'll work him till he's down. Oh, he'll work him till he's down. Well, Judge Henry had a lover. She ran around downtown. Yeah, she ran around downtown. When old John found out about her, cut his lover down. Oh, he cut his lover down. Oh, he cut his lover down. Cut his lover down. He cut his lover down. Down. When the law caught up with Henry, hung him off the ground. Yeah, they hung him off the ground. When the rebel saw John Henry hanging off the ground, he said, "Ooh, put that poor boy down. Ooh, put that poor boy down." Yep. Down, put that poor boy down. It was too late for John Henry. They buried him in the ground. Buried him in the ground. Buried him in the ground. Buried him 6 feet down.
Hey, I'm Frank DeVer from the Insolent Willies. This is your home for local music, for Local 518 every day. Keep it on 97.7 and 106.1 EXT.
So I've been a big fan of the Pogues for a long time, and lots of other, you know, Irish music and pub songs and Clancy Brothers. And maybe sometime I'll tell you the story about the time I ran into Tommy Makeham in a bookstore in Dover, New Hampshire. I almost fell over. It was really him. The Pogues, just a really important band to me when I was developing as a young musician, and this is one of their great songs. We pair this song, which is called "If I Should Fall from Grace with God," with a traditional fiddle tune called "The Red-Haired Boy." Frank's gonna pick out the fiddle tune on his banjo there. From God, where no doctor can relieve me, buried beneath the sod, where the angels won't receive me. Let me go, boys, go, boys. Let me go down in the mud. The rivers are undry. Well, bury me at sea, where no murder ghost can haunt me. If I rock upon the waves, the corpse shall lie upon me. Coming up threes, boys, let me go down in the mud. The rivers are undry. Thank you.
All right, we're live at EXT Local 518, the Insolent Willies. What was that little fiddle tune that you played on the banjo there again?
Well, in America, it's Red-Haired Boy. In Ireland, it's Little Beggar Man.
It's really also awesome. Known by the name Gilderoy for some reason. I don't know what that means, but fiddle tunes always have more than one name.
I love it. Thanks for playing the Pogues for me here today, guys. That's great. You do some covers, obviously, but I did want to talk to you about songwriting. Frank, that first one you wrote, how does songwriting work for you guys? Do you sort of each bring a song to each other and then flesh out what it's going to be, or do you write together?
Well, we have so far written sort of independently. And we sort of allow, each of us allows the other to have some authority over his song. But we're working on trying to, you know, collaborate more on the arrangements. At some point, I hope to do some co-writing. We'll see how that works out. We had a great time recording our EP down at Tom White's studio in Middleburg, New York, in Schoharie County. He was really good to us. We captured a couple of good moments, I think, on tape.
This is Live at EXT Local 518. The Insolent Willies are here, and I just love the name. So fun to say on the radio. And you mentioned earlier, just Google you guys, the Insolent Willies, and you'll find like your Facebook, your website, and how to get a hold of the CD if they're not at a show. But hopefully they'll be at a show to see you guys. Well, thanks, guys, so much for coming by and playing today.
Thank you, Chris.
What would you like to finish up with?
We're going to do a song that I wrote called Sleeping in the Doghouse.
Well, there's a new guy in the White House. It's the same old stuff at mine. There's a woman in the kitchen, and she gives me a hard time. You know she's busting my cojones. She's trampling down all my pride. And now I'm sleeping in the doghouse. It's too damn cold inside. At 3 o'clock this morning, she kicked me out of bed. With my liver full of moonshine and my pencil full of lead, you know, she really hurt my feelings. Yes, I'm a sensitive guy. And now I'm sleeping in the doghouse. It's too damn cold inside. Guitar and carry on all night and then sleep until the next afternoon. Well, I think I have that right, but my wife don't see it that way. She says, get off your lazy ass. So now I've packed up all of my instruments and I'm looking for a place to crash. Paycheck, and maybe even bathe from time to time. But for now, I'm just enjoying life, one six pack at a time. You know I'm sleeping in the doghouse. It's too damn cold inside. Oh yes, I'm sleeping in the doghouse. It's too damn cold inside.
Hi, this is Bill.
And this is Frank.
Of the Insolent Willies. Thanks for being a member of WEXT Radio.